Crypto causes US Congress to swear. Wozniak in Malta. Israelis sue Facebook for $500 billion. Welcome to the SA Crypto Digest issue 29. And there's a whole bunch to talk about, as usual, in the cryptoverse. This edition is proudly brought to you by CryptoFest 2019. And you can join Graham Tennant, myself, and a host of crypto influencers at South Africa's biggest crypto gathering on Saturday, the 7th of September in Cape Town for only 550 Rand, including catering. Go check them out, cryptofest.co.za. Thanks to Kath Jenkin and Mark Forrest for covering for me last week. The book powers forward, and I can't wait to release it, to be honest, so keep watching this space. This week, it was all U.S. Congress, with shitcoins even getting a mention in the House. Read on, or in this case, listen on, to see what happened in crypto this week. So we start there, crypto in Congress. If we haven't had enough reason to accept that cryptocurrency is now mainstream, we certainly received it this week. Last week, it was the president of the USA tweeting about cryptocurrency's thin air basis. This week, it was the U.S. House of Congress calling altcoins shitcoins. The United States House of Congress called in Facebook representatives and blockchain experts to a financial services committee to grill Facebook about their Libra plans, rather. And grill it they did. Senator Sherrod Brown said that Facebook's irresponsibility with user data gives it little room to take on financial services, comparing their plans to a toddler with a book of matches. Mashable had the report. Meanwhile, during the hearing, U.S. Congressman Warren Davidson asked blockchain expert Malcolm Demirez about why people refer to altcoins as shitcoins. This sparked an uproar on social media as the Bitcoin maximalist raised their flags to claim victory over all others. Despite the illusion of a victory for maximalists, Demirez's response was outstanding and impartial. You can check out the response on YouTube. If you have nothing to do over the weekend, the full six-hour hearing is available on YouTube as well. The bottom line, Facebook's entry into cryptocurrency is looking more and more like the best thing to happen to Bitcoin since Bitcoin itself. Thanks, Zucks. And in honor of the hearing, we found a pretty funny meme which talks about what are called CPUs, and you can check it out in the email if you want to see that meme. Chinese court officially labels Bitcoin as virtual property. Amidst all the U.S. congressional hearings, a court in China made a watershed announcement on Thursday. In a dispute between a now-defunct exchange and one of its users, the Hangzhou Internet Court formally described the crypto asset as virtual property, with investor Dovi Wan describing the ruling a major milestone for Bitcoin. Wan says that the ruling in essence declares Bitcoin as legal in a country famous for its heavy regulation toward the digital asset. U.S. politician says privacy belongs on the blockchain, not with government. In a remarkable opinion piece written for the New York Times, U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has said that government should not be the ones to protect user data, but instead it should be protected using blockchain technology. Calling them crypto networks, McCarthy writes that handing the responsibility of data protection to the free market will enable decentralized blockchain communities to build solutions to the internet's biggest challenge to date, user data. Steve Wozniak joins energy blockchain startup in Malta. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has joined a blockchain enterprise that aims to reduce energy consumption. The company, named Airforce, have set up shop in Malta due to the government's enthusiasm for the technology. Wozniak, long a proponent of blockchain tech, says that their company enables investors to back energy-efficient projects around the world, adding that they're investing in blockchain solutions to improve energy use and reduce consumption. Market analysis. What next? SA Crypto's financial analyst Graham Tennant is currently in Canada with his family on vacation, so we're hoping to get our market analysis series back on the road within the next 2 weeks. Until then, we bring some analysis from one of the industry's leading analytical teams, Chicago-based Bitcoin Bravado. Amidst all the Bitcoin versus shitcoins debacle this week, Bravado believe the altcoins narrative is shifting and that a changing of the guard is underway, where nothing will be as it was before. Big words if you're an altcoin enthusiast. With regards to Bitcoin, Bravado are holding a bearish bias with resistance in the $10,500 to $11,000 zone. If $11,000 does break, the bias turns bullish, with new highs expected in the $16,200 region, but this is not the likely scenario. Instead, Bravado, with their bearish bias, believe Bitcoin is in a corrective pattern that will need time to shake out, with a solid support to be expected in the mid-8,000s. We're all still very bullish on Bitcoin in the midterm, however, but this corrective phase is providing some nice buying opportunities. Israeli crypto startups sue Facebook for Libra. A group of Israeli startups have joined forces to sue Facebook for banning cryptocurrency advertising and then launching a cryptocurrency of their own 18 months later. The anti-competitive lawsuit has been filed in Australia, with the group suing for $500 billion in damages. The group, collectively called JPB Liberty, claim that they lost out on numerous business opportunities due to Facebook's ad ban, and claim that these opportunities are now perfectly poised to be capitalized on by the tech giant with their new cryptocurrency, Libra. What else is happening? 55,000 crypto users were affected by Japanese Bitpoint's $28 million hack. Chinese police arrest 20 people for mining crypto with stolen power. Reason magazine claimed sci-fi author could be Satoshi, with author immediately denying it. Hackers are turning Binance's stolen Bitcoin into other crypto. Brazilian coffee farmers to benefit from coffee-backed cryptocurrency. Featured tweet of the week. We're sure you're tired of Facebook this and Facebook that, but this tweet makes for a very valid point brought to you by the mind of Electric Capital founder Avichal Garg. It compares what we're experiencing with Libra today to what the world was experiencing with the widespread adoption of Netscape, with a cheeky agreement by one of crypto's great influencers, A. Pompliano. He says, "Libra is the Netscape moment for crypto. The world just woke up and realized crypto is real and is not going away." To which A. Pompliano replied, "Completely agree." And that's it for this week. That's what you need to know in blockchain. If you have any feedback or would like to share a story with us, simply reply to this email or tweet us on @sacrypto_. And we'll be back next week with more blockchain news. We'll chat to you then. Cheers.